Hope you like the morning metal rock. The time is now 9:06, and you're listening to Roy and Friends. And for that, we've got with us Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel?
Good morning. Great this morning. It's a little bit of holiday atmosphere outside.
Yeah.
The traffic, and there is no schools, and I don't know. It's, feels like...
Is your kid out of school already?
Going to the pool. Yes, yes, yes. He was the last one. Yesterday he went out, but...
How is it?
He was the last one.
Yeah, I'm thinking David already stopped last week.
Last week. Most of the school last week, at the end of last week, and the last schools finished yesterday, I think, on Wednesday. So everybody's out. I think this weekend, a.k.a. tomorrow,
yeah.
the factories and everybody that closed will close because it's the 16th, it's this weekend.
Yeah, I think this weekend that's it.
And then it's a short week and another short week.
It's a swan song of the year.
This one?
Yeah, that's. I think this week, yeah, that's it. Yeah, like tomorrow is going to be the swan song. This is it. Shirata Barbour, we say in Hebrew. That's the last, the last of the last. Yeah. How are you doing? We've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It was nice coming in this morning because, as Leo said, there wasn't a huge amount of traffic on the highway.
It wasn't, eh?
No. People are already in holiday mood, as you said. I don't have any school-going children, but it's nice that the children are on holiday. There's a lot of good movies to see, children's movies.
Yep.
And yes, let's look forward to the next couple of weeks so we can all relax and enjoy the summer holidays.
Let me tell you,
Peter is going to his childhood. He watched two cartoon movies this week.
Yes, and I remember last night I couldn't.
And he liked them both.
Last night I couldn't think of the actor. Gerard Butler was in the.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler was the Irish actor, was in the Hunter Killer that Roy was talking
about.
Oh,
okay.
And it was worrying me. And as I got into the car last night, as I was leaving the studio, it suddenly hit me.
I thought Gerard Butler was Spider-Man. I didn't understand what you're saying now.
No, sorry.
We talked about this.
No, sorry.
No, that was the one with, what was the name of the movie with submarines?
Killer Hunter.
Killer Hunter. It was really a good movie. It was well made.
Was it Hunter Killer?
It was a good movie, well made, nice, nice
okay
story.
Both ways, yeah.
Say again?
No, Hunter Killer, Killer Hunter. It's okay.
Yeah. You know,
it's called Hunter Killer.
If
Hunter.
You put a mark on this year, like if you put a, let's say some sort of something that made this year
different.
Something that everybody spoke about this year, what would you say? What would we say it is?
Wow. Very hard to put the finger. I think that the most important. And it's also the latest, so I can't say that stuff that happened before is less important.
To your opinion, this year was marked by...
Two things for
okay.
me.
Yes.
The rise of the Me Too movement that Roy
Me
loves
too?
Very much.
Me Too?
Yeah, Me Too.
Me Too.
Don't worry, our listeners know what I'm talking about.
What is Me Too?
No, I'm not going
to
explain, Roy,
food.
Please.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm not going to explain. And the other thing is the murdering of...
the journalist.
Khashoggi?
Khashoggi?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I think it shows us a lot of things
about
around
Saudi
the world.
Arabia
about Saudi
whatever.
Arabia, mm-hmm. about everybody.
What, like stuff that you didn't know about Saudi Arabia? That's what you say?
You can see the moral campus of the world. How does it go when someone does something... Like
depends how much money you got. I mean, this
exactly.
But I think, Roy, during the year, more and more journalists were being killed for doing their job. And the figures have risen.
The job?
Some of them rightfully.
No, Roy. Sorry, Roy, I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
You're covering a war.
No,
I'm joking.
If you're covering a war,
yes.
you're taking a chance
that
something will happen to you.
Yeah.
I have a very good friend that was a journalist in the Lebanon war in Israel. And his friend lost a hand just for putting the camera on top of the wall, and a sniper just took him out.
Wow.
And it's a chance that you take
as a journalist.
They know that.
You know what you're going into,
but
you've got an adrenaline rush. People, there are journalists who want to go to the war front. They want to be part of it. It's an excitement. It drains you, but it's an excitement.
But do you understand Yeah, the journalist. I mean, a journalist is a journalist is a journalist. You know, like you said before, you can't really believe them all. But yeah, you
know,
like,
I'm being considered a soft journalist. You know why? Because I do soft jobs, like watching movies, interviewing film stars.
All right.
He's not making an opinion.
I don't go into conflict areas. I don't put my life on the line to get the job done. But I don't know how much these guys get paid, but it's not enough. Because but can you imagine bringing the news back?
Whistleblowers and investigating journalists since, I think, 500 years ago, being chased. And they're going after very powerful people. And
I mean, I caught up with a lot of reading over the last couple of months. And I read the Bang Bang Club. Now, the Bang Bang Club was a group of journalists who worked for the Star newspaper during my era when I was there. And there were two of them were killed. Kevin Carter committed suicide. He was one of the top. You know, it was a job they wanted to do. And this book tells you exactly how they went about it and what drove them and what created this whole vibe of going out and get the story. It was just before the elections, and there was the war between the IFP and the ANC. Remember, just before the election, 1994. And Ken Oosterbrook was a very famous and very well-known journalist who took a bullet, and he was killed. And they were still debating who actually shot it. It was a peacekeeping group who were there at the time. And a stray bullet or someone shot at him, they never actually found out. They had a post-mortem, but it was not conclusive. And I knew Ken not very well, but I worked with him on several jobs. In fact, I'll never forget, there was a big concert, Eric Clapton was performing in Swaziland in 1988. And they had an area in the front where they were taking photographs. But the journalists, the writers, like me, were designated seats right at the back of the stadium. I complained because I couldn't see what was going on. I had to cover this for my newspaper. So I decided I'm going to try and get into where the photographers were sitting, Roy.
Yeah.
But they still wouldn't let me in. So eventually Ken came over to me. He took one of his cameras. He had 3K. He took one. He put the camera over my head. Heavy camera, yeah. And he said, "You're now a cameraman, go in." And I went in, but the guys there found out that I was in there with a camera, and they said, "Unless I leave, they won't start the concert." So Ken sitting behind me said, "You're not going to leave, you're going to sit here." So I sat there, and they had to start the concert. Yeah. But that is my story.
But I mean, I don't want to divide from the question, but what do you think put a mark on this year? Because we're at the end of the year. What something that happened in South Africa, political or not political or whatever it is, what do you think put the mark?
I mean, there were so many things happening, Roy. The rise of anti-Semitism, the anti-white rhetoric that was coming out.
I think so. I think that's one of the major things.
I mean, really was a
the anti-white, like the new campaign of Julius Malema. Yeah, that's,
yeah, and these other guys from Land First, whatever.
Yeah, that's all Malema-related.
Don't forget that everything was here, but it was amplified around the march when Ramaphosa replaced Zuma.
Well,
didn't he replace him last year?
Last year, yeah. November.
Only December was the election in the ANC. In December, 14th of December was the election of the ANC that they chose Ramaphosa over Dlamini Zuma.
All right.
And then around March,
it looks like 13 years ago.
I know, but
it is ridiculous.
All these things that you're talking about, I think, and the horrible economic situation that we got here in South Africa triggered by the change of the president.
So we had this, we had the rise and fall of the rand, but I think this year more one of the most something that I can put my hand on that this year was the main thing in this year was, I think, Eskom problems. And I think especially now towards the end of the year, we are really feeling what is to live without electricity. I mean, how you people feel of living without electricity? What do you think was the main thing that happened this year? Please communicate with us. 34519, that's our SMS. 061-895-1019, that's our WhatsApp number. Just let us know what you think about what happened this year.
I got another thing that's very important this year.
Yeah.
Liverpool bought Ellison for 65 million.
I got another question for you, Roy.
Yeah, yeah.
What is knowledge?
Whatever your wife lets you do. No.
That's not knowledge. That's no. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
I like it. So, I don't know. This morning I wake up and I just want to listen to rock. So today I'm going to put that. I'm going to put this song on. I don't know if you'd like it or not. You know what?
Wake,
I don't
wake know, the guys.
Aye?
Wake the public.
This one was waking the public. The keys, they're really nice. But let me tell you what we're going to put on. Let me put on. Do you remember? Do you remember that one? Do you remember The Who?
Yes.
Who?
The Who.
The Who. Pete Townsend.
It was Roger Daltrey.
Well, he was the lead singer. That's why Pete Townsend was amazing guitarist.
The guitarist, and he was the first one to break a guitar
on stage.
On stage and started the whole
heavy
metal
revolution, yes.
Breaking
guitar. And John Entwistle, it was a great band. I've still got their records at home.
That's Pimbo Wizard.
It was a groundbreaking
Elton John and
from the movie.
Yes. We'll come back to you now, guys. Listen to Tommy. I will have to stop this song in the middle as the quality of the song recorded is not really good. Obviously, this song was, I think, 1975, Leal, if I'm not mistaken. Eh?
The movie
was about 1975, and recording is as old as that. So I'm so sorry, guys. That was, on my computer, it sounds really good. I'm going to put another song that I know that part of my listeners really like it. So that's going to be Cream, one of the best. So here you go. That's Cream instead of Tommy.
Unplugged. Here's what you missed.
Those who are planning to place Christmas lights, and I'm not talking about Eskom now, let's say your lights are on, so let's say you got power. So those who are planning to place Christmas lights decoration in your garden, can you please avoid anything that is blue and flashing? Because every time I drive by, I think it's the police, and I get a panic attack, and I have to take my foot off the accelerator, toss my beer, fasten my seatbelt, throw my phone on the floor, chuck the weed out of the window, turn the radio down, push the gun under the seat. It's too much for me in such short notice. Yeah. So I thank you all for cooperating and taking my feeling into consideration.
Yeah, but you can keep the weed. I think it's legal now. So
is it? It's
legal in your car.
I wrote it last year, yeah.
And you just got to be careful of speed bumps.
No.
A big bump in the road.
You know, I've seen those things. They call it the speed bumps.
Bumps.
Yeah, speed bumps. They're sitting in the flashy with the light. They said to stop on the side. But anyway.
We're lucky here in South Africa, instead of all what Roy was doing when he thought the police is after him, you just look for your wallet and see you got $20 in your wallet.
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for waiting for us. 9:24 in this jolly morning, and we try to basically put an end to this year. So how would we kill it off? I mean, what is so for me? Really, the way I looked at this year was so they were talking about Eskom and the problem they have. They were talking about the coal mine. You know, they said that they should have bought from 2007. They had a plan of 11 years buying, I don't know, every few years a coal mine, and that's how we should have survived. You know, Eskom survives. I don't know if that's the only problem, because for my opinion, Eskom is just going down with no money, and the no money was not due to not collection of money, I think. It's due to mismanagement of funds, number one. And over and above that, there's the huge problem with failing infrastructure, meaning, you know, in every company, there's some sort of wear and tear. In every equipment, there's wear and tear. And when it comes to not investing back a couple of percent of your turnover into wear and tear,
maintaining
that existing grid, it will never continue surviving, number one. Number two is as we growing, the population is growing, and especially around the CBD areas, we should have had more electricity supply. The one thing I'm worried is, why didn't another company come along, Eskom, and says, you know what, guys, I'll be competition to Eskom. What is such a big problem? I mean, why not one of the American companies or whatever overseas companies come and say, you know what, guys, let's move Eskom aside, or let's be a competition to Eskom. What is the problem?
Why not Eskom itself getting sold and getting to be private?
Why SAA is not? Because there's another place where you can take money.
Thank you. The government is keeping these places. They putting people in nice jobs over there that they can, like you said last week, that
45,000 people working for Eskom.
Very nice work.
We only need 15.
Aren't they asking for something like 3 billion rand to save them?
Another
from
3
the
billion.
Treasury?
But no. Hold on a second. We put so many billion rands to SAA, for instance, and we got nothing to show for it. SAA performing.
Huh? Please. The managers there got nice bonuses from the money that you put
I'm
in.
Sure.
So why you said there's
I'm
nothing?
Sure, as long as we pay taxes, but even our tax money is not enough anymore. When you take a population of 4 million workers paying 50 million salaries, it's not going to work. It will never work. It will never work. Let me tell you it's not a joke, but you know what's happening with Eskom? They were talking about the illegal connections, for instance. Like if you sit in Alexandra or wherever you are, you must see it's like a web of like a spider web
wires
going from the mains to who's paying for that electricity?
Most of them are like
definitely
wires.
Not them.
We are paying for it.
So we are paying for the electricity. Number one,
they're stealing it.
So those guys, just imagine yourself this whatever his name is, Liel, that living in Alexandra. Call him Peter.
No,
doesn't matter.
Call me Liel, but whatever his name.
Call him Peter. That's living in Alexandra, and he's sitting in his home and drawing electricity from nearest pole. Yes,
yeah.
And he's got electricity. And one day, you know what? Eskom comes once in a while and disconnect him, and he's upset. He says, "You know what? I want to have a real, real." Proper connection. So he goes to Eskom and he gives his deposit and they connect him to his house and he's got electricity and at night, load shedding. So hold on a second. When I never paid, I never really had those problems. First of all, I didn't care and I was happy for whatever electricity I'm getting. Now I'm paying for it. I'm still not getting electricity. I mean, just think about it. It's very simple. It's the same as the criminal. When he's outside, he has to look for food, murder people, you know, do whatever, all the bad things that he shouldn't do. And when he's inside, he's got basically everything is taken care of. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Everything is taken care of. He doesn't need to worry about anything. Am I right? So,
and we're paying for it.
And we are paying for it. So that's why we like to call it our gangster's paradise. And for this, Julio, you know Julio?
Julio.
I know him too much.
Yeah, Julio, you know, but this is Julio. So Julio, why Julio? It is a cool way of Julio.
Julio.
It's a cool Julio. And that's why Julio was writing this music. I think it's great.
Good intro,
gangster's
Roy.
Paradise, guys.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know those souvenirs? What do you call it? The donuts. You know, donuts got a direct connection. As you eat it, it doesn't go anywhere. There's no vitamins there. It goes straight to your bottom.
Tachat.
Exactly.
Hey,
it goes straight. Yes, you can say tachat. Tachat is not English.
Why? But we are.
It's bottom
Jewish.
In Hebrew. Yes.
Yes, it's so bottom.
As you eat it, it goes straight there. It doesn't stop. There's no stop. even Tabo. As thin as Tabo is, he eats it, it's going to his tachat. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, say, what is
it? I ate like two already this holiday.
All right. Yeah, it's still there. You can see the two bumps.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. 9:35, 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. And we hear Liel Rimon, Peter Feldman, and myself, Roy Peretz. And you know what? Don't you like to be a supreme leader? Don't you remember? I mean, I'm sure you remember the director, the dictator.
The dictator.
You remember the movie The Dictator?
Yeah. The first dictator and the big dictator.
The big dictator?
The big dictator is the Charlie Chaplin movie that
That's
is
right.
Hitler.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Didn't you watch it?
I'm sure
best.
I did watch it, but I was like donkeys years ago.
When he play with the ball that looked like the world and he jumped, throw it in the air, don't you remember?
I think
he's a Jewish shoemaker that look exactly like Hitler.
Yeah.
And the Germans catch him and say, hey, you're going to be Hitler's double.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to take Hitler away and you're going to be... It's one of the funniest movies.
Well,
when he's making a big speech in front of millions of German Nazis and he don't know German.
That's funny.
So he just shouts, you know, it sounds like Hitler when he shouts. Like,
and then they put an echo on it. And yeah. You can't hear a word he's
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, but anyway, you couldn't hear a word he's saying.
You don't understand.
He had this charisma.
And everybody,
it's one of the funniest movies ever.
It was one of the greatest.
Well, by far. Yeah.
But if you learn about how the late and great Mr. Gaddafi,
yeah.
And Saddam Hussein, supreme leader.
So I like to be the supreme leader. Yeah. This morning, Zinadi was reading the news and she was talking about the supreme leader of Iran. Iran. So they were.
What's his name?
Some Ayatollah.
Something with me in the end.
Ayatollah Rafsanjani. I don't know Rafsanjani. I don't know. One of those Ayatollahs. And I don't know. They're killing people there because they're gay. They're killing people there because they want to kill them. They kill people there because they kill people.
Supreme leaders usually kill people that have anything to say about them or about the way they're ruling.
Yeah.
Music.
Very nice people. Anyway, they're very nice people. The whole thing was, I wake up in the morning and I said, you know, I want to be a supreme leader.
I know.
I really want to be a supreme leader. Better than
a
billionaire.
So make a country. You know this guy in America.
He made a country.
He decided that he don't like the Republicans. He don't like the Democrats. He wants his own country. He had a big land somewhere in America, you know.
So this is my country.
He said, this is my country. He made a name. He started making money.
Hey, Roy, you could buy an island. You know, look for an island that's uninhabited.
Yeah.
And you can buy it for extra nothing.
You
and
think
you
that's going to keep my wife away from me? Do you think that island...
Keep
that,
everybody
that,
away from
but
you.
But you think that remote island...
She will swim... Keep,
you'll see one day she comes with a...
What?
With a thing in her mouth,
with
you know,
knife.
With a knife in her mouth, like Rambo, swimming, crossing the ocean and stabbing me that side. That is Lapa side.
And when she goes into the ocean, all the sharks give way.
So you'll put her on the island and she can rule.
She can rule. Ooh. I don't have any more...
Yeah, but
you don't have hope.
I don't have hope.
to buy an island today is not a great invention with the invention. Sea levels
investment. Not investment.
The sea levels going up.
No, okay. Definitely so, not a good invention. But also, not a good, but definitely not a good invention. Investment as well. Peter, I'm looking at you and I'm confused.
She's taking the clothes
that's
off.
What, that's what Freddie. That's what Freddie Mercury said. But what I was saying, it's not a great investment because the sea levels are going up, and in a couple of years, your investment.
I mean, there was a picture of that poor polar bear hugging the ice block in the middle of nowhere about climate change. It was a
Photoshop.
Pathetic picture.
Yeah, it's Photoshop. Oh.
You know when I was young?
Yeah, bears are having it the great they ever had. I'm telling you.
It's hot. Thank God it's hot.
Yes.
Thank God it's warm. It had enough
you
of the cold.
To go to
you.
The sea, that it's minus 20 degrees.
It's not fun. I promise you. I mean, how nice is it to swim in 26
right
degrees? let me tell you guys. We want to finish the year. We want to finish the year with a nice laugh. Although, it's not a Jewish year, but it's still a year.
It's
you know,
year.
It's some sort of a landmark. So 2018, it's gone so quick. And I don't know, I've got a feeling that 2019 is going to go even quicker. I don't know why.
There are great prospects next year. It's going to be a general election, Roy.
Listen,
so you're going to have all the rubbish. All
but
the
hold on one second. Do you
May,
think
May. The month of May.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Theresa May.
No, I don't care about Theresa May, really.
She's not even pretty.
Well,
that's the nicest thing
anybody told her.
Yeah,
she's not pretty, yeah. Yeah,
not even pretty. I wanted to say that May this year is the final of the Champions League and the end of the Premiership
League.
So,
and you know what? For the first time in a while, I actually think maybe we got a chance to take Liverpool. That.
It's the consistency.
Yeah,
it's the consistency.
We are consistent, but let's see this on Sunday. Sunday we've got Man United at 6 o'clock in the evening.
I think that it's only us and Juventus, and Paris Saint Germain that didn't lose this season yet.
Really, in
didn't Juventus
in the
lose
of
recently?
Europe? Who?
Juventus, didn't they?
Lost yesterday.
Yeah. No,
lost
no,
yesterday
no,
against a small team.
Against Young Boys.
Young Boys. And who lost against CSKA Moscow? It was Real Madrid.
3-0. 3-0 in Madrid.
In Madrid. How
yeah, but
that?
It's also, and Manchester United lost 2-1 to Valencia. Yay. And
2-1. They managed to get a one back. I mean, I've seen them win the 2-0. But Valencia is a great team. Valencia
yeah,
is
but
team.
all these games were for the protocol. They didn't mean anything to none of these teams. So it yeah. wasn't really...
But still, to lose is to lose.
So Young Boys, they're a Swiss team.
Yeah, they? They're a Swiss team. They're a very good Swiss team.
So you've got Young Boys. There's not Old Boys around. So it's not the Young Boys. They've got the Old Boys.
There are two teams in Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. There's Young Boys and Basel.
Basel.
Basel. Yeah, I think those are the two strongest teams. Yeah. Shaqiri, I think, used to play for Basel.
What?
Shaqiri used to play for Basel.
What Shaqiri? Who played for Basel?
Shaqiri, no?
Who is the most famous guy that you got to play for Basel?
Who?
Salah.
Oh, Salah used to play for
yes.
Basel.
Yes.
And then he went to
Chelsea.
And Chelsea thought, he's so going to second end.
From Chelsea to Roma. And
yeah, we were fighting for him, remember? They got him for 14 million. We got him for 35 million. And he's now worth at least 150 million.
And he's showing that he's not
a one-year wonder.
That's a good investment, Leo.
And last week we spoke about Liverpool, and this week already four goals after.
Yeah, four goals. Believe it or not, bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, he's been.
I mean,
great.
In one game he put three goals. It's already putting him. I think it's one of the. He's already who's the number one goal scorer in the league?
In the league now, he's together. I think he's nine together with
Kane.
No, Kane got one goal behind. Who's
got that long name? I can't pronounce it. Starts
with Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Aubameyang is
Aubameyang from Arsenal.
Oh, he's the number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a fast guy as well.
He's
eh?
Very good.
He's very good. He's amazing. But
and Arsenal been good because of
it. It's good, but you know, I was the whole year. I was the whole time. I was thinking that. Chelsea is like behind us, and I was worried. I was never following the points. And after the loss of Man City, we only have one team that's behind us. It's Man City. I mean, Chelsea, which is the second behind us, has got 8 points, and Man United got 16 points behind us.
Wait for Sunday.
And if we're going to win, when we're going to win on Sunday, we're going to have 19 points. So just wait for that. So if we carry on talking about Eskom,
before Eskom, let me just make it right.
Okay.
Liverpool are first with 42. Manchester City
41.
Are 1 point after us. Tottenham are third with 36. So we're actually 6 points from them. We are 8 points from Chelsea, but Tottenham have more points than
Is it? I didn't look at Tottenham.
That's the only mistake. And Manchester United are 16 points behind us until Sunday.
Yeah, are we quite all right?
Yeah, it's looking quite good. Listen, two games from the third place before the new year. I think it's amazing. And 42 points. 42
and
points.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
And 40, undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated.
And
only three on,
it's been a long time since we are undefeated at this stage of the season.
No, that's the best ever start of Liverpool since, not ever, but since
Roy
the Premier League.
What I like
started in 1992.
What I like is watching Jurgen Klopp being interviewed every time. He's always
such a positive,
touching his face. Yes.
But he's such a positive person. He's such an energy.
His structure, his English structure, the words, and he's a unique sort of guy.
He's great.
Yeah, look, you don't get to where you are because you're stupid or do too many mistakes, you know. I'm sure he made mistakes in his life. I tell you, today I'm gonna put a song that I always put. So I want you to just really bear with me.
The last time this year, I promise.
The last time this year. But this particular song, it plays always in my mind because it's a good song. It's a good person song. And I like to think about myself being a okay person. So this is for you. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Nothing Right.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
And let me tell you something. The cops got the best season now. Think of drunk and driving. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How much money they make of drunk and driving? You got plenty money. And I'm not talking about the robbers. How much money the robbers make, yeah? Yeah. I mean, you took yourself.
They're doing it for the last 2 months, don't they? They started in October.
They started early this year. I think it was still when it was cold.
And they went a big high after the concerts on Sunday. They went to town. They say they brought them in. They bust them in from all over the Gauteng. Groups of robbers.
One person called it a concert. The other person called it an opportunity to win some.
And who were the opportunities?
South Africa. I heard only 15 of them was arrested. So
only 15? And what they had in jail, that fun.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for waiting. Thank you for being in line and listening to all the donuts. The time is now 7 minutes to 10, and we're just not going to say our goodbyes, man. Maybe goodbyes for this year as well. So what do we have here, Leo? Last thoughts of the year.
Last thought of the year. It was a nice year. It was a good year. I hope the next year will be even better. I don't know. I think there's big things next year is coming. Like Peter said, election. So
like we don't know who's going to be the president.
No. It's not about that. It's about everything around it. You know, there's pressures. There's all this kind of everybody trying to gain something by making one part of the population. So, you know, we have enough troubles here.
There could be a couple of surprises next year, which is always good.
Like?
We don't know. You see who's going to come in.
Surprise is not always good.
Some surprises are good.
Like, some, yeah, for sure. I mean, surprise, when it comes to a surprise, your birthday party is very good.
Yeah, but like the end of the world.
You made it another year. Yeah.
Thanks, Roy. It's been a great year. It's been nice talking to you and listening to our listeners.
I think so, too.
And giving away free movie tickets.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it was an amazing year to all of us. I just want to say that you've all been. Thank you for being with me here at Growing Friends and at Pawn Stars Unplugged. Today has been a beautiful morning, beautiful day. They want to kick us out of the studio. So this is the Black Keys. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you so much. Have a lovely, lovely
holidays.
Holidays. Enjoy yourself. Don't get robbed.
Festive season.
Yeah, Eskom is there to rob you.
Cheers.